It is Columbus Day, and that means some strange things. Well, the stock market's open today, but the bond market's closed, the banks are closed, the Fed's closed, so it's one of those unusual days. Not everybody will be showing up on Wall Street today. A lot of people don't realize that there really are several, I think there are 3 days a week like this, where the schedule between the bond market and the stock market and the banks are different. So, and of course, on Friday, we saw the Dow close above 11,000 for the first time in some bit of time. We'll see if we can continue that rally. The Dow futures are up slightly this morning, about 20 points. And really not any economic news out of any significance until really Wednesday. But there's some interesting things that developed over the weekend involving companies that we really kind of claim as local companies, one of them being Walmart. A lot of people remember that Walmart, back in 1971, if you ever read the book about Sam Walton, he created something called the profit-sharing plan at Walmart. And as you know, they call their employees associates. That's what he started. Well, for years and years and years, Walmart has contributed to the profit-sharing plan. And typically, they've contributed about 4% of each person's pay. They're going to stop that. And what they're going to do instead is they're going to do a matching program. And so only people who enroll to put money into their 401k are now going to get a contribution. And what they're going to do is they're going to match up to 6% of employees' contributions. So those people who are living from paycheck to paycheck and aren't contributing to the 401k currently won't get a profit-sharing contribution anymore. This is more of Mike Duke's attempt to reduce cost and control cost in the company. You may not think this is a big deal, but when you realize that Walmart has 1.4 million employees, if you can even get your mind around that, it's a significant change in the company, a cultural change in the company. One of the other things that Walmart says that they're going to do is they're going to set aside $1,000 for each employee in a health care account that they can use to pay for items that they would be out of pocket while they were fulfilling their own deductibles and et cetera. So a pretty significant cultural change in the benefit package. Mike Duke, the CEO of Walmart, says this is part of a comprehensive overhaul of the entire benefits package at Walmart. And another thing that happened over the weekend that involves a company that's quasi-local, many people are familiar with a company called Chesapeake Energy, headquartered over in Oklahoma City. A lot of people probably get royalty checks in our listing area that from their natural gas interest on their house or their farm, and the check comes from Chesapeake. Well, Chesapeake is going to sell a one-third interest in a 600,000-acre field that they have that's called the Eagle Ford Shale Project, another shale project. This down in southern Texas in between Laredo and San Antonio. And who they're selling it to is interesting. They're selling it to CNOOC, which is a Chinese-owned oil and gas company. Does trade on the Hong Kong Exchange, but it's controlled by the Chinese government. The Chinese are going to pay about $1 billion in cash, and they're going to pay up to 75% of the drilling cost as they expand their drilling reach in the Eagle Ford Shale. This is an oil project primarily, much more oil than natural gas. Many people think of Chesapeake as a natural gas company. Aubrey McClendon, the very interesting chairman of Chesapeake, says that this will, quote, create 20,000 jobs. I don't know about that, but he hails this as a quote, an opportunity for the Chinese to, quote, see how an American independent oil and gas company conducts its business and learn a few things along the way. So he's really touting this. This Chesapeake has been shedding some assets lately as they try to move from less of a concentration on natural gas to more of a concentration on oil. And as they try to shape up their balance sheet, they've incurred a substantial amount of debt. But interesting that the Chinese are here spending a couple billion dollars taking an operating interest in a project in South Texas.